Well, it'd be next week before you get your jack. He said, blood branch. He said, that's a bunch of stuff for so-and-so. He said, so he went over there and done another new car and took jack. He said, hell, can't you stay with jack? I don't want him new cars and give it to him. And he put that jack and lug wrench in that car that you got here, because you're not going to, probably won't sell it anyhow. And if you do, let that guy wait, because I waited long enough.
Did he get it?
Oh yeah, he got it. Boy, he's... I wish I had his picture. He's a character, boy. Never got much education, but he's got a pretty good job. I'll tell you that. For sure. He lucked onto a pretty good job. He went to work with his uncle.
He went to work with
us? Where his uncle worked.
Uh-huh.
And he's got a pretty good job. He's got as good a job as a lot of men that got college education.
Yeah.
Actually, you know that you take college education as a wonderful thing. It was a wonderful thing. College education nowadays is not going to be so wonderful because, you know, everybody gets a college education.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to have to do the work. Now, they all can't be computer operators and data processing experts.
Yeah.
And a computer is just like everything else. It's just, if you hit the wrong key, boy, you're not going to get the right answer. There's no way.
Yeah.
It's like a typewriter. You just, if you hit the wrong key, you're not going to get the right letter up there. And these computers, I wish them Germans would have kept those computers so we kept human brains working in this country. We had more room for human brains. We had a lot less mistakes before we used all this computer system. Every time you get a big mistake in a bill or a statement or something, the computer made the mistake. Well, the computer didn't make no mistake. It was the guy that punched the key that made the mistake. I don't know. Yeah, and then the further we go, well, it's going to be the time's coming when you're going to have a college education to be a truck driver. But I don't know what they figured on doing with the rest of the people. About 80% of the people, I don't know what they're going to do with them. I guess they'll go ahead and stall it there like do in India. It's the only thing I can figure out. Because after all, they're getting more and more, they're getting leaning toward. But I'll tell you right now, a man or woman now that learns a trade or profession of some sort,
mm-hmm.
is going to be in real demand in the near future, because it, you can learn so much in college, but there's a lot of stuff that you learn
mm-hmm.
on the job
that
you don't learn in college. You take a lot of college people, they know a whole lot more by the time they've been out of college 10 years than they did when they come out of college. Hell, they read it all in the book.
Yeah.
But that don't make no difference. You never have performed this particular job, and it worked on paper, but it didn't
mm-hmm.
don't work on that machine. It never comes out like it ought to. And that's your trouble with, as I say now, we are in a dilemma here about this education, because nowadays it's almost. Everybody's going to have to get a college education, but I don't know who's going to do the work.
Yeah. If your door hinge is squeaking, you could put...
You oil them.
Huh?
You just oil them.
Okay. What do people used to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
Was there another name for that?
Coal oil was a name you most broadly used. Well, it originally was coal oil. See, kerosene is made out of petroleum. Coal oil was made out of coal.
Did you ever see anybody make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some coal?
Well, you could make a torch, or you could make your torch.
How would you make a torch?
Just roll with some rags real tight and stuff it in a bottle of kerosene,
mm-hmm.
and make it long.